My name is Lima. I'm from Virginia Tech. The topic of my presentation is the hydrolyzable amino acids in soils of North, South, and East-West transects of continental United States. Firstly, I will illustrate why I did the research and what our objectives are. And then I will explain how we did this and what our findings are. And lastly, the conclusion will be given. Soils is the biggest reservoir of terrestrial nitrogen. 19% of soil nitrogen is organic. Protein and peptides are important form of soil organic nitrogen. They exist in soils in the soluble form or insoluble form by bonding to minerals incorporated into soil organic matter, immobilized by microorganisms, or consumed by plant roots. Protein and peptides. There is a transformation between this pool and this pool. Protein, the new paradigm of the nitrogen cycling assumes that protein peptides can be consumed by plants or plant roots, so they are potential food source of plants. It is generally considered that the depolymerization of protein peptides into free amino acids is the rate limiting step of the new terrestrial nitrogen cycling. So in our research, we focus on the total protein peptides in soils. By hydrolyzing protein peptides into free amino acids and by quantify the free amino acids released, we were able to quantify both the protein peptides in free form or in the bind form. So that's why we tested the hydrolyzed amino acids in soils. We have two objectives here. The first objective was to quantify the levels of hydrolyzed amino acids in soils from wetland use. Although the hydrolyzed amino acids has been determined in some so far, but most of the research are limited to ecosystems. We are the first time to determine the hydrolyzed amino acids from wetland use. The second objective was to compare the levels and the composition of hydrolyzed amino acids. I want to track the changes among different depths and how they change with vegetation, and how the temperature and the precipitation influence the whole story. As far as we know, such information was really lacky. Soils from each site, from the A and the C horizon, were collected in each site. As we can see from the above graph, from east to west, the precipitation decreased from 40 to 60 inches all the way down to 4 to 20 inches, and then went back again to 40 to 60 inches along the west coast. The black dots here indicate the sampling site. The color in the legend indicates the color in these circles. As we can see from north to south, for the temperature, the mean annual temperature increased from 35 to 50 degree Fahrenheit to 50 to 55 degree Fahrenheit, and then to 55 to 60 degree Fahrenheit. Soils was air dried and sieved 2 millimeter sieve, and then hydrolyzed using 6 normal hydrochloric acid at 105 degree for 24 hours. And the amino acids was derived and analyzed by the HPLC coupled to a fluorescence detector. All the soil property data was provided by USGS. Now we move to the result and discussion parts. The above figure is a typical HPLC chromatograph of amino acids from amino acid derivatives from 10 micromole amino acid standard. And the bottom graph is the amino acid derivative chromatograph from a grassland soil. In the chromatograph, peak 1 indicates is the peak of AMQ, which is the byproduct of the derivatization. Peak 7 is ammonia. And peak 16 is the internal standard aeronovaline. So the other peaks are the amino acids determined in the soils. This figure shows the levels of both individual and total hydrolyzed amino acids in the grassland soil that I show you in the previous slide. From the figure, we can see these are the eight amino acids, major amino acids determined. This figure indicates the level of a total hydrolyzable amino acid range from about 2 to 80 micromole per kilogram of soils. The level of total hydrolyzable amino acid was positively correlated with that of the soil organic carbon content. This is not surprise because the organic nitrogen is really connected to our organic carbon backbone. And also, some of the proteinaceous compounds are usually connected to, usually bound to a macromolecule such as the lignin or polyphenols, just as indicated in the right figure. The proportion of a total hydrolyzable amino acid carbon to that of the total soil organic carbon ranges from near zero to about 25%. Averagely, about 7% of total organic carbon is in the amino form. The same trend was also observed for the other major amino acids. This figure indicates the level of total free amino acids was positively correct to that of the total hydrolyzed amino acids, indicating that the total hydrolyzed amino acid, the protein peptide, may serve as a substrate for free amino acid enrichment. And less than 4% of the total free amino acid, total hydrolyzed amino acid, is in form of free amino acids. This figure indicates for the concentration of total hydrolyzed amino acids. When we compare the trends between different transects, we see no differences in concentration between east, west, and north, south transects. But if we comparing the levels in different soil depths, we find significant differences. Air horizon tend to have extreme high level of hydrolyzed amino acids than in sea horizon. This is because in the surface soil, the organic matter input is larger than the subsurface soil, and the larger the organic matter input, the larger the hydrolyzed amino acids. The same trend was also observed for the other major amino acids. This figure shows the concentration of total hydrolyzed amino acids and the total organic carbon content in four different vegetation covers. The red line indicates the ratio of total hydrolyzed amino acids in air horizon to sea horizon, and the ratio of soil organic carbon in air horizon to sea horizon. So from this figure, we can see for the air green forest and the shrub vegetation, the ratio of total hydrolyzed amino acid level is similar to the ratio of the soil organic carbon. But for the grassland soil, the ratio is very high than the ratio here. That is, the grassland and the pasture usually have a extremely high protein peptide in the surface soil, but an extremely low level in the subsurface soil. This is because the organic matter input from the egg grain site and the shrimp site usually have a larger carbon to nitrogen ratio than the grassland and pasture soil. And also, the egg grain forest and shrub have a more content of macromolecules such as lignin and polyphenols, which bond to, which form complex with the proteinaceous compounds, making some of them escaping hydrolysis. And also, the egg grain forest and shrub have a deep root system than a grassland and a pasture soil. So that contributes some of the protein peptides by rooting over all the root exudation. This figure shows the hydrolyzable amino acid concentration trend with the mean annual temperature. From the figure, we can see from north to south, transact the temperature increased, and in egg horizon, the concentration of a total and major hydrolyzable amino acids has a decreased trend with the mean annual temperature. But in sea horizon, an opposite trend was observed. This is because in egg horizon, in the north, the cold temperature usually inhibit the carbon decomposition, so make resulting the accumulation of organic matter in the surface. But in the sea horizon, the environment factor didn't have a controlling effect. The controlling effect is by the shoot root distribution and the vertical root distribution. From the north to south, the vegetation changes from the agriculture crops, grains, and to the shrubs in the semi arid area. So the root system from here, it has a root system is very shallow, but here is the root system is very deep. So that's the reason why there is an increase in organic matter input and the increase in amino acid contribution. This figure shows the hydrolyzed amino acid concentration trend with the mean annual precipitation. From the west, from east to west, there is a decrease in the precipitation. So the increased precipitation enhance a plant's productivity in the above ground area. So that's contributed to a lot more of organic matter. So that's really why the amino acids here has an increased trend with the increased precipitation. But in sea horizon, we see an opposite trend because of the vegetation cover changes here to the east area from shrubs to the crops or the grains. If we turn to the west area, we see the organic the amino acid here is very high because the vegetation here is the forest. The forest has a deep root system. This figure indicates the average hydrolyzed amino acid composition.
Can you have a summary slide?
Yeah, sorry. So we can see the neutral amino acids is the largest and followed by the acidic and basic and aromatic amino acids. And the most these three are the most abundant amino acids. The hydrolyzable amino acids were found to be rather uniform regardless of the total amount of hydrolyzable amino acid levels. So in conclusion, we can see the total hydrolyzable amino acid ranges from about 2 to 18 micromole per kilogram soil, and less than 4% of total hydrolyzable amino acid is in free form.
Okay, that's enough. Okay, if we have more questions afterwards.